To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden has cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tried to warn us when Biden was still in office. The Democrats were melding with the cartels, building a network that would remain after Biden was gone.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
And that is exactly what Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth are dismantling. And that is why this week, the deep state tried to take Pete Hegseth out in a coup, with the Washington Post flat out lying in ways that, and this is a hallmark of the deep state, can't be verified. Three anonymous sources say, according to the Washington Post, that Pete Hegseth saw two survivors of one of these drug narco terror drone strikes and said to kill them verbally. Nothing, you know, conveniently written, of course. This being a war crime, and up, Hegseth has to go. Yeah, he won't be able to dismantle the cartel rat lines that stretch from Venezuela through the Central and South America and then up over our border. Sorry, he's not going to be able to do it. Well, just he's going to need to resign. And yeah, we're going to replace him with somebody who will rebel against Trump. This is one of those fake scandals that with no sources doesn't matter, because Russiagate was like that, too. Would have consumed the rest of the Trump administration, at least months. It had two purposes. Ideally, and The Hill documented this week that they wanted to remove Hegseth and replace him with Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, somebody the deep state likes better. Almost all of his friends and a lot of his political contributions seem to come oddly from Democrat deep staters. Laura Loomer pointed that out this week. She's now working as a Pentagon reporter. The inside story, according to Hill, is they're trying to push Hegseth out because he's loyal to Trump. They can drag their feet, replacing him in the Senate if they can get him out the door. That was the plan anyway. And then loyal deep staters at the top of the military can simply refuse Trump's supposedly illegal orders. Well, Trump isn't having it. He has Hegseth's back. So they're going with plan B, or at least that was the plan. Watch what's going down here. The Seditious Six made that video. One of them, Maggie Goodlander, a Democrat congresswoman, also just happens to be the wife of Jake Sullivan. Yeah, the architect of the Afghan disaster, Biden's national security advisor, that Jake Sullivan, she of all members of Congress happens to be one of the six in the video. Come on, this is a transparent hit here. So the other hope they have is that they cannot push Hegseth out. And folks, if they could push Hegseth out as a war criminal, what does that make Trump? A war criminal. But if they could push Hegseth out, great. But if they can't, well, then they can build doubt and fear among the troops. We saw an incredible thing this week with Democrat Congressman Eugene Vindman openly threatening our troops on X with the fact that Democrats will soon be in power again. And, you know, they could be brought up on criminal charges if they listen to Trump and Hegseth. That's the purpose of the Washington Post fake hit piece, to point Hegseth as a war criminal, somebody everybody should be greatly concerned about. Folks, do you realize how bad it was? By the beginning of the week, they were actually unveiling billboards near military bases to threaten, warn, whatever you want to say, military members not to follow supposedly illegal orders. And folks, this whole thing would have consumed the Trump administration for months, if not for the New York Times. Telling the truth, I don't know why they did it. I'm still very puzzled about it, but the absolute outcry and uproar would have been insane. Folks, if you look, watch the hand of the deep state here this week. This was incredible. Just happens that this week, South Park features an episode mocking Pete Hegseth as a war criminal. Folks, how long does it take them to make one of those episodes? I doubt they can crank one out in a weekend. How long has this been planned? Well, Congress fakely treated this as a matter of great concern. And it turned out the entire thing was fake. Hegseth did not issue a kill them all order during the Venezuela strikes. In fact, he wasn't even there. Quote, the admiral confirmed, talking about Admiral Mitch Bradley, that there had not been a kill them all order and that there was not an order to grant no quarter, says Representative Jim Himes, a Democrat from Connecticut on the Intelligence Committee. In other words, none of it happened. But what does this tell you? Folks, they were using this to build up to an impeachment in advance of, they think, winning in 26 as well. And folks, they'll hatch a new hoax soon. Heck, this probably isn't even the last hoax they have having to do with Hegseth. But what does it tell you? Trump and Hegseth are exactly over the target. Trump and Hegseth are effectively annihilating the rat lines that the Democrats spent so long building to traffic their shadow nation of future replacement voters into the country. And that was insane thing number five. Insane thing number four. It turns out that the DC National Guard shooter was a member of the CIA's death squads in Afghanistan. A bone-chilling article by John Solomon shows the extent of what we imported into this country, and Americans don't understand. The story was absolutely jarring. The CIA was running death squads, literally hired assassins. People so dangerous, Fox News reported this week, that they operate outside the chain of command, operate from a secretive CIA base. If you check in the sources section for this podcast, I've included a tweet you can find on my X feed. It's a screenshot of a Chyron from Fox News. It says, known for their brutality, the O3 unit, known for their brutality. Even worse news would follow from National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent, who was appointed by Donald Trump. During the Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, his administration did not use the special immigrant visa vetting standard. Special immigrant visas go to people from places where we can't vet them. There's Islamic terror, they're terror nations. They need extra special vetting. What kind of vetting did these guys actually get when the CIA brought them here? According to Joe Kent, the terrorist who conducted the attack in D.C. was vetted by the intelligence community. However, he was only vetted to serve as a soldier to fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS in Afghanistan. He was not vetted for his suitability to come to America and live among us. Folks, the problem with this, as infantry from Afghanistan have pointed out all week long, on a thread, and I'll put that one in the sources as well, is that a lot of these fighters fought for the money. I mean, there's no jobs in Afghanistan. They were very well paid. A lot of them are themselves brutal jihadists. They're merely fighting the Taliban again for the money or because they disagree with them over ethnic lines or tribal lines. This is not a mom and apple pie situation where they just want to be free and they love us or they volunteered. This is not that. According to Solomon's article, which you should read, I attached it. These zeros, the brutal death squad fighters, according to Fox News, here's a clip from their newscast.
And Lochinwall's connection here, he was assigned to this O3 unit, recruited and trained by the CIA to fight against the Taliban. This group, also, Rebecca, known for their brutality and called death squads. So you take that last point there that I just said, right, that they're known as these death squads, quite brutal.
So these zeros, brutal death squatters, consumed fully 33% of the flight seats on the way out. In fact, Solomon said, American citizens were pushed aside to move them and their families here for a total of 38,000 people. Folks, the CIA bought all 12,000 of their death squad members. Yeah, all 12,000 plus their family members for a total of 38,000. None of them vetted according to the special immigrant visa standard. In fact, Solomon said that there wasn't much scrutiny at all of what the CIA was doing because it was just assumed they reserved the seats and they must have vetted them. This is not going to end well. Why would the CIA bring all of these people here? It's not because they're heroes. The cover story that they gave was that, well, they helped protect the Kabul airport, Hamid Karzai airport. And, you know, we promised them they could have, you know, citizenship, refugee status in America, all 12,000. So, you know, we really needed them to, help us. Well, that's a lie. Anybody who knows the actual history of Afghanistan knows that's a lie because you know that Afghanistan did not fall to the Taliban. We would find out months later that one of Biden's generals actually met with them in Qatar and asked them to coordinate our exit, to be in total charge of that airport and of Kabul, which caused all of the blockages, all of the problems getting through. In fact, the Taliban did not want to take charge. They said, nah, y'all can do it. But we insisted. So this idea that we needed all 12,000 of the zeros to protect us from the Taliban is absurd. Even scarier, watching the zeros work with the Taliban. They shouldn't seem to dislike each other much. It's all very weird. They're all here now. Why? Why? I have a feeling we're going to find out. Now, keep in mind, folks, loyal interpreters, members of the Afghan army who we actually trained, people known to volunteer to work with us, remember, they got left behind. A lot of them were slaughtered. Many of them ended up on Fox News begging and pleading they were in hiding. They weren't brought home. Why? Why these guys? I have a feeling we will eventually get the answer to that question.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Insane thing number three. We've been doing this math on the show for a very long time. If you bring in 12 million people in 4 years, plus 1 million people a year on legit immigrant visas, again, folks, that's 16 million people. And you have entire quarters during the Biden administration where net you create zero jobs after revisions. And in the good quarters, you're only creating 115,000 to 150,000 jobs for the entire country. How do those people work? Because the math on that doesn't add up. I began to suspect there was something seriously wrong last year of the Biden administration anyway, when the Center for Immigration Studies did that phone survey of illegal immigrants. And they found that 51% of illegal immigrant adults weren't working at all. Not above board, not under the table, period. That actually makes sense. There's simply not enough jobs for us and them. So how do you feed them? How do you clothe them? How do you keep a roof over their head? How do you get them medical care? Massive, mind-bending fraud. And folks, that's what we saw in Minnesota this week. Minnesota, just the first state that we're looking at. And our side is treating this very much like, well, Tim Walz facilitated that. And here's the crazy part. The New York Times actually reported this and were very frank that this fraud was made possible by Democrats not taking any action in Minnesota. In fact, it was so bad that the feds had to come in and prosecute. They couldn't get state prosecutors to do it because they're all Democrats. In fact, local police first glommed onto this, went to state prosecutors, got nowhere. So a federal prosecutor had to come in. Now, the size of the fraud is incredible. Across three separate categories of fraud. So COVID fraud, an autism program, $1 billion was stolen. Now, here's the crazy part. This is Joe Thompson, the federal prosecutor who did the prosecuting. By the way, this started under the Trump administration. It's the only reason it went forward. He said, look, my staff, the fraud is so vast and my staff is so limited, I could only basically get the low hanging fruit here. He said there's actually 28 separate cases of fraud. They were only able to go after three of them. In other words, defrauding federal, some state, but mostly federal programs. Take a listen to how vast he actually thinks the theft was just in Minnesota. And remember what DOGE initially found when they went in. They said the Biden administration turned the fraud controls down to zero. Folks, all of this is coordinated. Take a listen to Joe Thompson, the federal prosecutor.
He recently told investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen his team continues to find more fraud across a variety of taxpayer-funded programs.
The example I'll give is 1 million seconds is about 11 days, more or less. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. To give you a sense of how much 1 billion is, it is an astronomical amount of money. I think we've all come to understand the magnitude of the fraud problem here in Minnesota.
From feeding our future to autism treatment centers to housing programs.
I think ultimately we'll have prosecuted $1 billion worth of fraud. Not that there was $1 billion. There's far more.
Billions. Do you have to sort of triage cases? Do you have to make hard decisions about what to pursue, even if there's something over here that might be legitimately troubling?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't prosecute all the cases. That's not even a realistic goal. We have to pick the ones that have the most impact.
Even worse, after Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, looked into it, they found a visa fraud rate for these Minnesota Somali immigrants of 50%. So, folks, they commit fraud to get here, then they rob us blind.
You told me to look into Minnesota and their fraud. on visas and their programs, 50% of them are fraudulent, which means that that wacko Governor Walz either is an idiot or he did it on purpose. And I think he's both, sir. He brought people in there illegally that never should have been in this country, said they were somebody that they're not. They said they were married to somebody who was their brother or somebody else. Fraudulent visa applications, signed up for government programs, took hundreds of billions of dollars from the taxpayers, and we're going to remove them and we're going to get our money back.
Now, folks, one poster on X did the math, and I double-checked it. If there are 100,000 Somali immigrants in Minnesota, and they stole $1 billion through these programs, that's $10,000 on average per Somali immigrant. Now, I know every one of them wasn't involved, but it gives you an idea. Then they found tens of millions of dollars had been sent to Al-Shabaab, which is the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia. But folks, laser focus in on what is happening here. The problem the Democrats have is that it is their goal to destroy America from the inside. The most important part of that is destroying America economically. That's why there's no job. But that's why there's no jobs under Democrats. But that conflicts with their goal of bringing a shadow voter nation in. So you can't put 12 million people directly on the food stamp rolls, on the main welfare rolls. It's just too obvious. So what do you have to do? You have to defraud little known federal programs. That's what this is about. Everybody, including some on our side who don't get what they're looking at, everybody's saying, well, you know, yeah, so this was just a couple dozen, you know, immigrants. We can't blame everyone. No, you don't understand. It was so bad in Minnesota that the autism scam where they were giving out fake autism diagnoses, yeah, you would get paid between $500 and $1,500 bucks a month per child. There were families where all the children were certified as autistic. Listen to this. In Minnesota, they have the highest rate of autism among children in the entire nation. 1 in 16, according to City Journal. 1 in 16. So what does that mean? Mom and dad, they were paying the mortgage, probably living high off the autism money. Folks, again, keep in mind, there were 28 separate fraud programs running, and Joe Thompson only dug into three. Now, tie that in to everything else we learned this week, and I love seeing the Trump administration fight like this. USDA head Brooke Rollins, who 2 weeks ago kicked 700,000 people off of the food stamp rolls, 700,000 people. She's now fighting in court to get the food stamp rolls from 21 Democrat states who are refusing to turn them over. Well, this week, the Trump administration announced that they're simply going to stop payments until these Democrat states turn them over. Folks, the fraud in those 21 states is going to be unimaginable. Essentially, what's happened here, this level of fraud? Yeah, it's not just Democrats afraid or Democrats like Tim Walz turning their head. They're all on this program. And take a listen to what Fox News investigative reporter Steve Hilton had to say about this. He said, Minnesota, that's nothing. He thinks the fraud in California in these programs runs about $100 billion, not million, billion dollars. Take a listen.
I met a guy who owns a hotel, an airport hotel near Sacramento, the seat of California's government. And he had a new employee to drive the shuttle bus to the airport from Afghanistan, an immigrant from Afghanistan. After 2 days, this person said to the owner of the hotel, could he please be paid in cash? And the person I was talking to said, well, no, we don't do it like that. You're on payroll. Why do you want to be paid in cash? Well, I'm worried that I'll lose all my welfare benefits. Really? How much are they? Here's the number. $7,000 a month. $7,000 a month. So even with, you know, Tim Walz level accounting skills, we can figure out that's $84,000 a year. In that post you mentioned from the president, he talked about $50,000. This is Sacramento County, $84,000 a year. On top of that, he dug into it. This person from Afghanistan was told by social services in Sacramento, by Sacramento County, and don't worry, we're going to deliver groceries to your house, because you shouldn't go shopping because Americans are racist and it's safer for you to stay at home and we'll deliver your groceries. I mean, what are we doing in this country? What are we doing? And the point that I'm making today is that just as with everything else, whatever we're seeing in Minnesota, you can be sure it's much worse in California, where you've had a longer period of uninterrupted one-party rule. And we have a budget of over $325 billion. We already know that over $20 billion was lost to fraud in the pandemic with what they call the EDD, the Employment Development Department, payments sent out to people in jail, people on death row, people who had died. $20 billion, we know that that's already gone. That's just one part of the welfare state in California. I think the probable number in California is up to $100 billion. That's an estimate. And what I'm calling for today is a thorough audit of every single part of California's bloated welfare state to root out the fraud and corruption.
One more point I want to remind you of to give you an idea of the scope of this. Remember from the podcast 2 weeks ago, Dr. Oz, who's the head of the Medicare and Medicaid centers, saying that in just six Democrat states, in just the last few months under the Trump administration, there had been $1 billion, with a B, dollars in Medicaid fraud. Six Democrat states. So they're still finding this stuff. They're still digging it out. He said, by the way, he'd frozen all of that. Now, don't let this make you mad. This is the healing process. With this country would be in dire straits if Donald Trump had not won. So if I don't sound mad talking about this, it's because I'm not. We're in the healing phase. If we can unhook all these people from the luck, because we don't have jobs for them. I mean, folks, what do we create last month? Jobs, 119,000, it looks like. How is this math going to work? They can't stay here unless they are literally committing active fraud. It's simply, we can't feed them. They can't feed themselves. It's not going to work. And on the other hand, this is why Democrats are panicking. On the other hand, what you have is Trump's offer of a free ticket for every member of your family and $1,000 ahead for your trouble. So you take your five Somali children, with you, and the two of you fly back, and you have $5,000-$7,000 to restart your life. Please leave. It's much cheaper than paying the fraud. And Democrats see this coming. They never thought it'd get this far. So folks, we are going to see fraud that is going to boggle the mind.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Insane thing number two. It's not just Democrats and illegal immigrants who are ripping off the American people. It seems everybody is. And folks, if you listen to my show, there's been another mathematical problem I have been unable to solve. Do you remember during COVID we printed all that money to pay people to stay home for no reason, it turns out? Yeah, well, we never stopped spending that money. So we spend it every year now. And I'm like, if you remember how many people got checks, how many businesses got checks? I mean, individual checks, tens of thousands of dollars. If we're still spending that money, where is it going? Who has it? And then remember when Doge fought their way into the Treasury and, basically the guy running the payment system wouldn't turn the passwords over and they had to get a brave volunteer who had them and they were hiding it. Remember, 22% of the expenditures, they were just going to random bank accounts. There was, no name on them. There was no information. Couldn't even tell what program it was. Yeah. Well, from the beginning of COVID to the end of the Biden administration, federal spending doubled to just shy of $4 trillion to over $7 trillion. It's never gone down. And so I think we're getting a picture of where it went. I think we are paying to support the $12 million that Joe brought here, along with another roughly 13 million of visa overstays that Joe Biden never rounded up, for a total of 25 million people. I think that's going to be the story long term. But it's not just them defrauding the system. Insane revelation this week from Senator Roger Marshall on Obamacare fraud. Listen to how the insurance companies are ripping off the federal government. It's astronomical and almost unfathomable.
Insurance companies wrote Obamacare, and now they're up to getting $150 billion of money from the federal government. And 35% of these patients are fraudulent. They're ghost patients. 35% of the people in Obamacare don't have one claim. So we need to fix the fraud. We need to put this money in the hands of patients.
Now, wait a minute. How do you commit fraud at a level that spectacular? 35% ghost patients? And here's how it works. The federal government just hands the money directly to the company, the insurance company. So the person who gets the subsidy doesn't even really see it change hands. They don't even know what their subsidy is. This is a massive fraud scheme. Anyway, I'll let Senator Roger Marshall explain the rest.
What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare. And then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare is what's created this fraudulent opportunity.
Okay, those are the ghost patients, but what about the real patients committing fraud to get on Obamacare? Are you struggling to pay your insurance bills? Or, maybe your subsidy wasn't great. Maybe you get it through work and it's still a huge stretch because it barely covers anything. Have you considered massive fraud? Seems everybody else is. Headline, an exclusive from the New York Post. Obamacare subsidies granted without documentation to 90% of fake accounts set up by government watchdog. Just a few details from this report. 58,000 dead people who are also alive and having their Obamacare bills paid, their subsidies paid every month. Now, keep in mind, these are like yours, okay? Your insurance policy. There's one policy, but it covers your entire family. See how this works? Another 66,000 Social Security numbers were used more than once. In other words, what this is basically is illegal immigrants and immigrants who shouldn't be on this, and maybe some other folks too, just getting a hold of people's Social Security numbers and using them to get Obamacare and then passing it on to their friend who then uses the same number to get Obamacare. Or maybe, I don't know, they sell them on the black market. I don't know how fraud works. I just know that America pays and we get robbed again and again and again. Again, folks, my suspicion is that The fraud controls were turned down to zero to, again, you know, you can't have every illegal immigrant defrauding Medicaid, it would show. So you need to scatter some through Obamacare and like that. The entire federal government is like this. How does it happen? Take a listen to this. This is Michigan Representative Jason Woolford, and they're having a hearing where they go through the Michigan Standard Benefits sign-up application. It's 27 pages long. They're doing this under oath at a state committee hearing. Listen to the fraud in Michigan. To make this make sense, you've got to know that, yes, you sign up for federal benefits, but yes, you do it at the state level. That's what he's talking about here.
We've got real waste, real fraud, and we are going to get to the bottom of it. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Unemployment Agency. People can simply check a box saying that they are eligible, and in most cases, that is enough to start receiving benefits. There's only four pieces of information that are required: a first name, last name, an address, and an alien number, only if that person self-identifies as a non-citizen. No social security number is required, even if someone claims to be a citizen. I brought MDHHS before our committee. We pulled up the website for benefits. We went through all 27 pages. And at the end, we're given the opportunity to register to vote.
And that right there is how it happens. But it's also why it happens. Notice the registration to vote is at the end. A lot of these people checking this probably don't even speak English too well. What do you get? A voter registration. These things are intrinsically tied for Democrats. Insane thing number five. I've been telling you for a very long time that a time is coming, and it's coming rapidly, where somebody who is woke, who's left wing, anybody who is woke, left wing, who attacks a right wing target, murdered, assaulted, bombed, bloodshed, would walk. Because no liberal jury will convict them, and no liberal law enforcement agency will touch them. They will be untouchable if they kill, maim, or hurt the right people. I said that was coming, and I put the time frame on 5 years. Well, I thought that'd be in the future. I thought, you know, 4 years, 5 years from now, something like that. We, you know, while Trump's still in office, we will see assassinations, bombings, bloodshed by the left. And it will simply be passed over, and that person will walk out the door. It'll be shocking, but it's coming. I didn't know it already happened. The FBI, read my lips, deliberately let the pipe bomber go, knowing they put lives at risk. They did not care. And I'm going to prove that to you today. Those of you who are listening, write this down, okay? Back in June of 2023, the Republicans are retaking Congress, and they were asking really good questions about the pipe bomber. They called in assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office, Stephen D. A-N-T-U-O-N-O. Look him up. And he lied under oath to protect the pipe bomber. See, it was really hard to explain because the FBI and the DOJ had undertaken a historic court case. They went to court to get the ability to what's called geofence all of the cell phones at the Capitol during the January 6th protest. Because there's like 1,000 people they hadn't caught. They wanted to find out who was there, kick in their doors, and arrest them. And they won the court case. So Congress kind of wanted to know, well, how did you not get the pipe bomber? Weird, right? Well, D'Antonio lied. We call it perjury when normal Americans do it. To Congress under oath. That's a felony. It carries up to 5 years of prison. He said, oh, well, the phone data on that person that we got from the phone company, it was unfortunately corrupted and can't extract it. Sorry. During a closed door session with the House Judiciary Committee's Weaponization Subcommittee, he stated that the cell phone data from the major phone provider who provided it, was corrupted and unusable, which unfortunately hindered efforts to track the suspect via geofencing like they did everyone else. He described it as an unusual circumstance and noted the data's potential importance. Well, Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz were all in charge then. They didn't buy that. So they issued a subpoena for information to the phone provider. And once you know,
wasn't corrupted. Wasn't anything wrong with it. Totally usable. Weird, right? So they turned around and subpoenaed the Biden DOJ and FBI for the pipe bombing case files. And guess what happened? Door slammed in their face. They ignored a subpoena because Democrats are lawless. So here's what needs to happen. And our side will catch up to my reporting on this weekend. We'll start digging. You should start digging if you're doing talk radio. Talk it up because we'll push it up and Fox cover it. D'Antuono, again, look him up. D-A-N-T-U-O-N-O. When does he get arrested? He retired from the FBI in November 2022, by the way. And he lied to cover up and set free the pipe bomber. Here's former Department of Homeland Security advisor and former supervisory agent for the Secret Service, Charles Martino on Fox News, pointing out the obvious here.
The FBI and DOJ had all of the information that they needed, not only to make this arrest, but continue the investigation in an effective, methodical way to find out, what was he acting alone or not?
Well, FBI Director Kash Patel said the prior administration sat on evidence. There was never geolocation data done on cell phones. That is sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence. This is something that we were just previously discussing.
Oh, it was negligence. They were covering up for him because he's black and woke and liberal and anarchist. He had sued the Trump administration to try to free illegal immigrants from ICE detention and then tried to tar them as racist. By the way, you know what attorney he used, which tells you he's plugged into the Democrat machine? Benjamin Crump, Trayvon Martin's attorney. Wow. Now, remember something about the pipe bomb. It was done the night before January 6th. How did he know it would turn out the way it did and that they would need the polishing touches of the pipe bombs? Maybe it's coincidence. I don't know. By the way, Dan Bongino says this is only the beginning. He's the deputy director of the FBI. This is the only beginning. He said there's a lot more here. They're going to gradually dribble it out. Okay, I'm going to get to him and Kash Patel because I got problems with them in a minute. I'll get to them in a minute. They covered up for this guy, folks. Now, just looking surface at why they might have done this. Lied, because that's why I call them the FBI. They lie. They're a criminal organization. They cover up for woke criminals. That's what they do. They lie to Congress to cover for them, risking prison themselves. Why? Remember what happened the day after January 6th? Trump was completely censored. All of his social media accounts were taken and shut down. And then Jack Smith used January 6th to try to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. They needed a terrorist. That they needed the pipe bombs to make this a terror attack. And remember the lies we were told. We were told Brian Sicknick, the police officer, was murdered by Republicans. Remember they withheld and hid his autopsy report for months and months and months. It finally came out. No, he was fine. He came off his January 6th shift as a Capitol police officer, went to work, you know, got dressed, drove home, and died of natural causes. He had a stroke. Had nothing to do with January 6th. They needed a death. All of it to censor and shut down Donald Trump so he'd stop talking about election fraud. And then that was used for an absolute totalitarian crackdown on me and every conservative online across the board. But see, that would have been muddy the waters if it was a woke, liberal, Democrat lunatic who was the pipe bomber. So they committed a fair amount of crime at the FBI to cover it up. Have you noticed, folks, every time there's a mass shooting or terror attack, CNN jumps right in to tell you they're white?
Capital attack. Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting an explosive device.
No, he's black. Nice try, though, Jake. Were you going to tell us he's MAGA next? Like you guys told us that Charlie Kirk's assassin was MAGA. You going to try that? I mean, hey, it's worth a try. Bunch of liars. Texture rates, a month ago, that a Capitol Police reporter was positively identified by her gait analysis. Does he have the same walk? Okay, this gets into something that I want to point out. This does not get Kash Patel and Dan Bongino off the hook at all. Back in March, they, to their credit, finally complied with Congress's subpoenas for the pipe bomber files. The Biden administration had been ignoring them. We know why now. They were protecting a woke pipe bomber and allowing him to roam free, potentially killing other people, but they don't care. Human life doesn't matter to Democrats or the FBI. But the question remains, if they turned the pipe bomber file over in March to Congress, why didn't they pursue the pipe bomber? Is it because, like the 115-page report came out in the New York Post, they're trying to further their own resumes? They're chummy inside the FBI. They don't want to embarrass anybody. See, the problem was that The Blaze just broke a story about a month ago saying that they had identified the pipe bomber, and she's a Capitol Police officer, and they even pictured her. Well, the ex has been on fire with righteous rage at Bongino and Patel ever since then. And it lit a fire underneath them to actually solve this. They didn't give a damn either. They sat on it. Now, The Blaze got that story very, very, very wrong. It wasn't a white woman. It was a black man. There's going to be problems for them with that. But it didn't matter. Once the story broke, the internet demanded that Patel and Bongino solve it and continued accusing them of covering up the identity of the pipe bomber. That is why this just got solved. They will go sit on this for another year. Where have they been? Where have they been? Nowhere. They're nowhere. They weren't going to do anything. Just like they lied to you about Thomas Crooks. I mean, flat out lied. And Eric Trump called him out for it because Donald Trump can't. So the good news is The Blaze got it totally wrong. But the bad news is the fact that they even did the story embarrassed Patel and Bongino enough that they actually had to disclose the identity of the pipe bomber, which, by the way, they could have done in a month. We now know. It's what it took them once they were good and embarrassed. And here's the thing. You could say, well, maybe they didn't know. Oh, they knew. Because I know. I've been telling folks, I have made a huge deal out of this for years, and I know Lee will vouch for me, that the FBI testified that they could not locate the pipe bomber because his cell phone data provided by his cell phone provider was scrambled. It was corrupted. They couldn't use it. And then remember, Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan turned around, called the company, subpoenaed them. Hey, is the data scrambled? And they're like, no, there's nothing wrong with it. We handed it to the FBI. It should be good. They could geolocate it. They lied, in other words. The FBI lied to protect this guy. I knew that just from reading the news. And I know Patel and Bongino knew it too. So why'd they sit on it? Just like they sat on the news of Crooks' left-wing identity too. Buried it. Did nothing. And lied. Said there was no there there. So folks, this is really what they're only putting this out today because they have no choice. But the good news is we're getting the trick. Well, one way or another.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.